Hello.
Oh, hi, Steve. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. Good to hear. So I was just following up. I know that you recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Well, yeah. I kind of do, yeah.
Okay, what's going on?
I just don't like the work that I've seen so far on the website.
Okay. What's wrong with the website?
Okay, what I seen was on the homepage.
Yes.
All these information fields that customers are supposed to fill out to schedule an appointment, and it covers the entire homepage. And I don't like the fact that my number's not on there, my phone number. And I just don't, right now, I'm not real crazy about it.
I see. Okay. Thank you for relaying that to me. I want to let you know that when they signed you up, somehow or another, they offered you a call tracking number. That's a little upsell that we give to our existing clients. Typically, they charge $300 extra for it. They didn't charge you extra to put that tracking number on there, but that's just a preference. You don't have to have the call tracking. We can easily remove that and promote your number outright. What our customers love about the call tracking number is it does eliminate a lot of spam calls, because sometimes the spam calls are computer generated. And on all of our call tracking numbers, we put a press 1, press 2 greeting on it. So for instance, if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. Both of those options will go directly to you. But if it's a computer-generated spam call, they can't press 1 or 2. So those types of calls would fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end. Okay? The second benefit is the calls that come through the call tracking number are stored on the dashboard for quality assurance. So I've had customers tell me really neat things about it. For instance, you know, someone said that, you know, they had a call coming in and they were in the middle of a job, but they took the call and the person wanted an estimate. So they quickly took the address down, and after the call, they thought, oh, shoot, I don't think I got it right. What was the address again? So they went into the dashboard, and they listened to the call, and they were able to get the address without having to call the client back. So, you know, there's neat things like that, little benefits that come with the tracking number. But if you don't like it, we could absolutely have it removed. That's not a problem. Secondly, with the contact form that's on the site, that's very, very important, because you have to understand you're going to be paying us money to get your phone ringing with new business, to promote this site on the first page of Google and Bing and help you capture that business, right? So most people, when they see you on the first page, they're going to call you automatically. They're not even going to have to go to this contact form, right? But there will be certain occurrences where they can't call you right that second because perhaps they're at work or they're with family. So in those rare occurrences, they can plug their information into this form, and you'll get a notification that there's a lead coming through the site. And because the lead is a part of the Google listing, it's all free of charge, meaning that it's included in the package. So I can absolutely ask them, you know, if there's a different template where they can make that contact form smaller or move it to the bottom or something like that. But it is very, very important to have that up on the site.
Just create a link for it on the homepage.
There's not a way to create a link for it, but I think there's different templates where we can move it to, you know, the bottom or make it smaller, because I see what you said, your meaning, where, you know, it's really big and it's kind of covering a large portion of that background photo. You know what I mean? So I can, you know, understand that, and I can see if they can modify that in some way, shape, or form.
Okay.
Was that the only things that were kind of bothering you so far, or?
Yeah.
Those
two are the primary.
So let me send this over to Steve. He's the technician that does the websites, which actually is easy for you to remember because that's your name. And I'll ask him so if he can move that. So his name's Steve Lyon. So.
How do I send photos for them to?
Oh, I'll show you. Website. I'll show you how to do that right now. So can you? Move contact form. Okay, so I'm dashing that to them, so hopefully he'll get back to me, and then I'll have an answer for you. And then as far as using a different template or whatnot, but for you to send photos, I'm going to send you an email right now that says login credentials to your advanced reporting, and that's going to show you how to log into the dashboard. And if you have a second, we can actually do it together, and then that way I can show you how to go on the dashboard and upload photos. So do you have a moment to do that right now?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, that's what I want to hear. Okay, so I'm just going to send this over to you. If you go to my.localsplash.com.
My dot.
Local splash.
My slash local.
No. It's a dot, like a dot com. You put my dot and then local splash. So LOCALSPLASH, like water. So it's not slash, it's splash. Local splash dot com. I know it sounds funny over the phone. And once you get to that site, it's going to ask you for a username and a password.
Hang on. I have my dot and then splash.
Local splash. So
Local splash. Okay, hang on. I got it. Local splash. Okay, hang on. Splash. I got it. Okay, I got it. .com. Right?
Yep, that's right. Exactly right.
Okay.
And then let me know when you see that prompt for the username and password, and I'll tell you what to plug in there.
Okay.
You definitely want to remove the call tracking number, though, right? You want to just promote your number? Okay, so I'm also going to let them know.
Okay, I'm there now. Username and password.
Okay, so the username is the 10-digit phone number.
Of me?
Yeah, so no spaces or dashes. Just put in 971-300-2368. So it's all together, all one series of numbers.
Yeah.
And then the password, let me go back to that email, is all lowercase, all one word, fun media. So there's no space in between. So just F-U-N, and then M, like media, E-D-I-A. And then once you hit enter, it's probably going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
let's see, it sent me to local Splash, and then down below it wants my mobile number.
It wants you to just click on it to say that it's okay to get texts. If it's asking for a number, you can put that, but I think you can just check the box and it'll turn blue.
Okay, yeah.
And then you can check the next box that you're authorized on the account, and then plug your name in there next to the orange arrow. It'll say Steve Smith above it, so you just put in Steve Smith and hit confirm signature.
The orange arrow I don't see because I'm on my mobile phone.
Oh, okay. If there's a place to put your name in, you would just put it in and click on it next to there, and it should, or hit like confirm or something of that nature, and then it should let you in. If it bumps you out, it's just because one of those boxes maybe wasn't checked if it bumps you out, but it should let you in. I'm going to try to do it from my phone, too, just so I can see what you're seeing. My.local/.com.
Well,
are you still kind of stuck there?
Well, I'm actually stuck a page back.
Don't worry. I'll get you through this. Don't worry. I'm trying to put it in myself just so I can see what you're seeing. So. Okay, so yeah, there isn't on this form, it is asking for you to type in the mobile phone. So I think maybe that's why it's not going through. So go ahead. It's probably the same as this number, right? Because you get text messages on this number.
Yeah.
Okay, so just type in your phone number there. I think you probably already checked those two boxes where they turned blue.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. And then under that, there's an orange box. So it's not an orange arrow. There's an orange box, and it says click here and type your name. So just click that, and then you can put in Steve Smith. You're in. Okay, good. I love it. Okay. You're one step ahead of me. I love that. Okay. So now do you see where it says...
No, I'm not in.
Oh, you're not in?
I'm still in that where it says click here, orange box. I'm touching it, and it's not doing anything. My keyboard's not coming up for me to put anything in there.
Okay. So if you click on it, is there anything showing, at the bottom on your phone or anything that you have to click on to open up the keyboard?
Let me try. No.
Because when I first clicked on it, because I'm looking at it from my phone, and I clicked on where it said, like, mobile phone to enter the number, on my phone, it pulled up a little, like, icon on the bottom where I had to click on to open my keyboard. But I don't know if your phone's different. I have an iPhone. You know, maybe you have a different version or something. But were you able to type in your mobile number above the keyboard opened up for that?
Yes, it did. Yeah.
It did. Okay.
Yep. Let's see here. Let's see. Let me try something here. Okay, I'm gonna, I got the keyboard up. Now I think I now.
There you go.
I think. Maybe. Well, let's try it. See.
Do you know how to do the copy and paste? You could also probably do that where you hover over right where it says in bold signature your name and then it says Steve Smith. You can just hold that until the little box with the two blue bubbles pulls up. It's
box.
Above the orange box. If you see where it says signature in bold.
No, I don't see it. I just need to get on a computer.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't need to add photos now, but maybe you can call me back, or I can call you or something.
Please, I sent you the email with these instructions to get on with the username and password, so that's already in your inbox. So maybe if you could go to a regular computer or a laptop later and do that e-signature, once you get in, you can call us and we'll walk you through the dashboard at that time and show you how to upload the photos, or I can send a message over to customer support to follow up with you, which means they'll call you within one business day. So if you think that, you know, that would give you enough time to get in, then I can send that message over to them and they'll call you no later than tomorrow to show you how to do that.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
That'll work? Okay, good. All right, so we have a good game plan. So my name again is Tina. I'm at extension 777. And then you can always call me if you have any further questions. I'll text you my direct line, too, just so that you have it. And then in the meantime, we'll get that website revised for you. I just got a confirmation from Kelly over in that department that she already took that call tracking number off. So they're already going to start promoting your number outright, so don't worry about that. And then as soon as they get into a different template to move that contact form, they'll get that done for you as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. It was nice talking to you, Steve. Have a really great rest of your day, too.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.